Welcome, listeners and viewers. I am Gerald Geo Gibson, founder and executive director of Operation Making a Change.
I'm Dr. Obini Elamine, co-founder of Project Ricochet and host of The Ricochet Effect, a podcast about community leadership and the impact of local action. What you're about to hear was recorded live at the 2025 Central Kentucky Black Family Conference.
This year, the iChampion Health Initiative and Project Ricochet teamed up for something special, a joint series of community interviews we're calling the Talking Drum. The name comes from the West African tradition of using drums to share messages across villages, passing along important stories and bringing people together.
These conversations were led by Mr. Geo and Terry Dumford from the Voyage Movement and also the Ricochet Effect podcast as a co-host. Now, let's take a moment to listen and celebrate what makes our community strong.
All right, y'all, we are back again. We got another special guest, good brother of mine. He does a lot in the community on a whole lot of different levels. But I will let him introduce himself to you guys. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, Terry.
All right, tell the people who you are, man, and what you do, man.
My name is Dale Morgan. I'm a native of Lexington, Kentucky. I grew up in the East End area. Charles Young, down by the Lyric Theater, Bluegrass Asmodale, the Projects. Okay. Graduate of Henry Clay High School in Eastern Kentucky University, and I specialize in financial literacy education. And how I got into financial literacy education was when I graduated high school and I went to college at the University of Louisville, I had learned anything about personal finances. When I got to Louisville, I signed up and got a credit card. And I maxed it out in like 2 or 3 hours, right?
Absolutely.
And then what happens 30 days later after you swipe that credit card? You get those statements in the mail.
Yeah, they want their money.
They want their money, and I didn't have no money. Right? So that credit card that I signed up for and I maxed out, I bought 2 pairs of Air Jordans. I bought Tommy Hilfiger outfits.
Come on, man, fresh.
Yeah, and I was fresh, but I didn't know what I was doing to my credit. I wrecked my credit because I didn't make a payment for 8 years. And fast forward 8 years into the future, I was trying to get pre-approved for a loan for a mortgage. And what's the first thing they want to do? They want to run your credit score. You got to give them a social security number. And I did. And those Air Jordans and that Tommy Hilfiger came up. But the key lesson I learned from that was, I tell people all the time, I only got $575 worth of pleasure. But it cost me over $2,000 to pay that money back. So when things like that happened to me, I took it upon myself to go back and disseminate this information that I was learning because I went to Eastern Kentucky and I majored in accounting. And I was actually applying accounting concepts to my personal finances.
Okay.
And after I got my accounting degree, I got a job at Purdue University as a grant accountant. And everything that I was learning on every job that I had at Purdue University, at the University of Kentucky, I was in these accounting and finance roles. I was taking these concepts and strategies that they use for million-dollar grants. I was managing $4 million grants for faculty members.
Okay.
And I said, man, if I can manage a four million dollar grant, surely I can manage. At that time, I was making like $35,000. I said, surely I can manage $35,000. You know.
Okay.
So I just applied those concepts to that, and I started digging my way out of debt and started getting. I had credit card debt, I had student loan debt, and I started digging my way out of it simply by just making a budget. And I decided, you know what? I need to tell my people about this. I need to disseminate this information to the people.
Come on,
because
man.
Nobody told me any of this stuff.
Right.
Now, I would like to believe that I would have been receptive to it and actually listen to it. But here's what I tell people all the time when I'm out teaching financial literacy. I can tell you, I can give you all these concepts and all these strategies, but you have to apply it. And it starts, for me, it starts with your mental mindset, right?
Right.
You have to have a paradigm shift in what you value, and that's what because that's what you value is what you spend your money on.
Come on, man.
Case in point, in my mid-20s, I was in a very fortunate position to where, like, I was probably like 24, 25, right? And I could have bought this investment rental property, or I could have bought a Cadillac. Which one do you think I'd bought?
You bought the Caddy.
I bought the caddy. But that's what I valued.
Right.
I bought the investment rental property was only going for like $30,000 on Ohio Street. It was right next door to my mom's house where I was living at. The guys were trying to sell it to me.
Yeah.
But my mind, it went so far over my head. Yeah. And I can remember going back and this guy said, man, you buy this and you could rent it out and you can make money. But that went so far over my head.
Yeah.
I ran out and I bought that Cadillac. I went out and put some 20-inch rims on it. I had Vogue tires. I went Car Stereo Warehouse, new CD, gutted it all out, tweeters and amplifiers, and I did all this stuff, man. And I just wasted a bunch of money. Ask me where that car is today. I have no clue. I can't tell you where that car is at. But I can tell you one thing. That house is still standing, still making money for somebody.
We talking about economics 101, assets versus liabilities.
Once
you learn that, you got the basics.
Yeah.
All right, because I see you out in the community all the time, and like you just spoke about, you're bringing this back to the community.
Right.
So what does community mean to you?
Community means the future to me. It's the future of us.
Right.
And I tell, in this equation of life, man, they're all different kind of, if you think about algebra, you have A plus B plus C equals whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And you think of the equation of life, A plus B plus C equals success or non-success. It equals life or death.
Right.
Equal prison or living on the streets. And to me, financial literacy is a key component to it, because what we're spending our money on and actually where we're spending it is in terms of what's happening with DEI and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. We've been spending our monies in these places that don't even like us.
Yeah.
Right? So just that in itself, I work with some individuals, right? There was a husband, wife, and their two sons. We're talking about group economics. I know you talked about this before.
Absolutely.
And I was kind of just counseling them a little bit about personal finance. And so all four of them went together, got a loan, bought a house, stayed in that house for about 5 years. Now you got four people, four adults making money, and they're all splitting a mortgage. The mortgage at the time was like $1,000.
Come on, man.
And they're all splitting this mortgage, because after about 5 years, they built up equity, plus they're saving money too. They went out and they bought another house. So the two sons moved out from the parents' house. So then the parents in the house by themselves. Then the two sons have a house altogether. Another 4 or 5 years go by, they leveraged the equity in those other two houses and they bought another house. So now the mother and father have a house, and both sons have a house. And they did it all together.
Come on, man. So you just gave a breakdown of algebraic equation that everybody needs to apply to their life, because whatever your A is plus what your B is what you're seeing, right?
It's
equal to C. But you got to identify your A plus your B to determine why you're not successful or why you are successful and keep...
Exactly, man.
So, okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down, man.
Yeah.
So what does healing look like for our people? And you already kind of gave a little bit, but as it relates to what you do... You know, what does healing look like for our people as it relates to what you do?
Man, I'm gonna tell you something. In order for our community to heal, we have to start kind of the overarching theme of this conference. We have to start loving each other, man.
Come on, man.
And understand that we're not in competition with each other. We have to be happy for each other when we're trying to do something. And for those of you who came to that moment in their life, or you've had that eye-opening moment where you say, I need to do something different, stop hating on people who are trying to better themselves, right? We have this mentality where people get jealous and envious of people who are trying to do something outside the norm.
Come on.
Denzel Washington, I don't know if Denzel Washington actually said it, but I always hear a quote that they say Denzel Washington said, that when you're trying to change generational curses and family curses, your own family will talk about you, right? Yeah. So I would say we just got to love each other. And when we see somebody trying to do good, we got to applaud that. And if we see them not doing good, we got to figure out a way, how can we help them, as opposed to just pointing a finger and making the situation worse.
Man, love has been a theme of the day.
Yeah.
A lot of people in here have led with that. And if you lead with love, man, I think everything will be fine.
Yeah.
You know, how do you care for yourself while showing up for so many different people, man? Give us some couple tools that you use.
So I'm gonna make this analogy, and you've probably heard this before. Have you ever heard of the airplane rule?
Oh, put the mask on.
Put the mask on first, right?
Okay,
before in the event of loss in cabin pressure, put your mask on first. Particularly to personal finances, and then you know you got to be mental support and emotional support as well, but you got to get your own stuff straight.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about personal finances, I can't be given. Paying your bills to pay this person bills, and then that puts me in a situation where I can't even sustain myself. Get your own financial house in order, your own personal, your mental state in order, and then you can help other people. I tell people all the time, you have certain people in your family where everybody knows so-and-so's got it. mm-hmm. or they think you got it.
Right.
Because he don't spend no money. He ain't got he's got it. And every time they come with you with a story, and they want you to bail them out every time.
Right.
But they want your money, but they don't want to take the advice that you give them. Right.
Come on.
So I would just say you have to get to a point, and to be honest with you, sometimes you just got to tell them no. You know, you just got to tell people no.
It's hard for some, especially people like me. It's hard to say no.
Yeah.
But I remember I was watching Barkley and them, man. And you know, you looking at everybody that you on the screen, they multimillionaires.
Yeah, yeah.
He said something that made me think about uh-huh. how I view money, because I know they got a lot of it.
Right.
He was like, my family members call me $400. What you want? Nah. Like I said, yeah, in my mind, I'm like, $100, Barkley. I mean, you could have gave him $100.
Yeah, yeah.
But how many hundreds does that turn into?
Right.
That turns into thousands. That turns into tens of thousands. So once I kind of processed what he said, I'm like, nah, I get what he's saying.
Because people use you as their own personal bank account, too, mm-hmm. if you let it go on too long.
Yeah, yeah,
It's a line between helping your family and putting them in a position to succeed. You know, I ask kids now, and I said, if I gave you $5,000 right now, what would you do? But I'm going to the mall. I'm going to go there. I'm going to buy me some J's. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Take some of that money. Nobody says, I'm going to try to start this business. I'm going to try to invest in that, try to grow that money. As soon as we get the money, we want to go spend it, yeah. just like that.
Yeah.
We have to change our way that we think about this money, man, what we're doing with this money.
Yeah.
We have to, you know, just like. That was one of my biggest regrets, man, was buying that car, man.
Trust me, I just bought a high country. I ain't mad at it. But listen, this is a year that me and you got to connect more.
Okay.
You know, and bring this to these babies.
Yeah.
And teach them how to have your money make money for you.
Right.
You know what I
mean?
So I can't wait to see what God does with that.
Right.
When we just continue to connect a little bit more. My last question for you, and you kind of just answered it. Like, what advice do you give to the young people today?
My advice to young people today, and I wish I would have had somebody would have given me this advice.
Okay,
is stop caring about what people think about you. Stop caring about what they think. Stop caring. When I was coming up, I grew up on welfare and food stamps. I literally watched my mom sign away the welfare check to our landlord because it was just enough to pay rent and utilities.
Wow.
So money gone, and we got food stamps, so I always ate.
Yeah.
But I always had hand-me-down clothes. I used to wear those tube socks with the stripes and stuff on it.
Man.
And kids used to make fun of me when I would go to school.
right now.
Kids used to make fun of me, man. And they used to hurt my feelings, man.
Yeah.
A lot. But I got to the point where I got numb to it, and I just blocked all that stuff out. So I'll say, just stop caring about what people are thinking. Stop letting other people influence you on how you spend your money and how you live your life.
Yeah, because if you care about what they think, you actually living the life through their eyes.
Man. And none of them people are going to save you if you get in any trouble, particularly financial. None of them people are going to come and save you.
Man, listen, man. I love it, man. This is the one and only Dale Morgan, man. Tell the people where they can find you, man.
Great. Thank you, Terry. You can find my I'm on all social media's handles, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, but you can go to my website at foundation47llc.com.
All right, my brother, any last words?
Terry, just thank you for having me on. I appreciate you the work you're doing in the community. I see you as well, along with Doyle Lee, and just thank you very much, brother.
Man, appreciate you, my brother. It's been an honor.
Thank you.
It's the Ricochet Effect, Ricochet Effect. It's the Ricochet Effect, Ricochet Effect, Ricochet Effect.